This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Leo together with Audrey Raj. May the 4th.
Yes, may the 4th be with you.
And to you.
So do we know what day of the MCO it is?
Yeah.
It's the first day of the... The conditional MCO, but I think we've lost count on what day of the MCO it is. It's a very different kind of Monday feeling for most of us, I guess. You know, it feels like the sun is shining brighter, the trees are greener. It also feels like all the birds are out this morning. But even though it seems like we are edging closer to some semblance of normalcy, businesses will still have to adhere to strict guidelines to operate during this conditional MCO. And going digital will be vital to your business recovery.
Right. Serena Shukri, the CEO of MDEC, is with us, and we're going to be speaking to her about the different initiatives MDEC has under the umbrella and what role does digital play moving forward. Serena, I guess we can start with an update on MDEC's front, how you've been dealing with this and what the challenges you are seeing, you know, with the SMEs.
So I think first and foremost, not everybody was prepared. Even when you talk about the basic business continuity plans, something that most companies have, but never really thought that you would need to apply all of that theory that's on paper. So everything looked good on paper. Yes, we have all this, and then suddenly you're thrown into the situation. So even at the most basic, does everybody have remote working capabilities? We found that not everybody was prepared on that, and had to accelerate that. So what we saw was everybody going digital by default. So now everything is default to digital. And so one of the first things that we did, just being responsive to what we were observing, is just helping to curate solutions. So one of the first things we did was actually we launched this digital versus COVID movement. And so which kind of happened organically, because we started seeing companies come forth to say, hey, you know, I've got this solution right now that could help XYZ company. And so on the first day that we launched it, we had 80 companies, and some of these were our GAIN companies, so partners, that companies that we normally work with. But there were many others that joined as well. And so 2 weeks later, that 80 became 422. So companies can now go to MDEC's website and then start to list, hey, here are solutions that here are free services that might be helpful for you if you need this, that, and the other. So a long list. We also started compiling just lists of resources, because to help make the discovery process of digital solutions a lot easier. And then now you can even go to our website and you can start to see there's a calendar of events in terms of, you know, online courses that people can make. The other thing, of course, with SMEs was just, you know, they start to face cash flow problems, right? And so that's when we've been escalating some of the challenges, these challenges, to the government. So it's really serving as a voice for the SME community. The other thing that we've really been busy with during this time is pivoting all our existing programs too. So for example, we have a very widely known entrepreneur e-usahawan program, which is basically targeted towards micro SMEs, small SMEs, and it's to help them onboard them into e-commerce. Now, these courses, usually we would have them in person, so they're historically set up as in-person trainings, coupled with like an online learning module. And so, over the last, I think we're in week 7 now of the MCO, and so we've really taken all that content and delivered it online. And so we've done 281 e-usahawan boot camps online. And in fact, you know, the feedback that we got is that most people actually prefer this method of learning as well. So really pivoting online to offline. The other thing that we've done also is to really help match supply and demand. Because today with COVID, you know, the speed in getting business done is key. And so we're in a very unique position where we can see both the supply side of digital and the demand side of digital. And so matching supply and demand. So for example, matching solution providers, the SMEs that actually need it, matching, you know, small companies to corporates that actually need, you know, that are looking to invest. We've actually, one of the new things that we've tried, we've been doing a lot of experimentation actually, partnering with a VC, and like we've really established a matching platform where companies can get matched with potential investors. And so a partnership that we have with KK Fund, and so a variety of companies that are on there. And we've also experimented with really taking content online. So partnering with 1337 Ventures, for example, and we had our first digital accelerator, so to spark startup activity. So these are examples of things that we've been doing to really help enable people to transition from offline to online. Yeah, and then of course there's a lot of thought leadership. And so this day, like there's a lot of content that's out there right now. Webinars, you know, so many webinars. So ourselves as well, we've done many webinars on a variety of different topics that touch digital. So e-commerce, for example, SMEs going digital. We've got our 100 Go Digital series, cybersecurity, fintech, a variety of different topics. And in fact, next week, actually, so starting on Monday, we'll be kicking off a national e-commerce festival, Go E-commerce Festival, which would be really targeted towards SMEs to help them get the content they need to facilitate going online.
Serena, I understand that there are many more initiatives from MDEC and new partnerships, even with private corporates and organizations. But here's the thing. We've all been trying to get SMEs to take on some form of digital transformation, and yet many were hesitant until COVID-19 and MCO hit. How do you think this will change the way businesses operate moving forward? Do you see them going back to the old normal or actually continuing their digital agenda and progressing further with it?
I say the latter, because I think before, at least in the conversation, it seemed like this was something that needed to happen in the future. So it's optional. Like, yeah, okay, I'm fine. Okay, now, like my manual invoices are fine. They're working. So why change? So but now I think people realize that digital really will help companies be better, faster, and cheaper, which is what companies are really focused on right now. How do you actually deliver your products and services in a way that's better, faster, and cheaper? And so now the desire is there. In fact, we've actually polled companies at the beginning of MCO and then where we are now, and they say in terms of their readiness and receptivity, the companies that we speak to, there are 4 out of 5, which is really encouraging. So now what we have to do is really figure out how to get everyone onboarded at scale. And one of the ways to do that is to make sure to make it simple. So that's why curated content is helpful. Curated solutions is helpful. Scaling with partners. So for example, when we talk about e-commerce, so like right now, everybody's saying, okay, how do we get online? We have to go e-commerce. And so we've got MDEC, for example, we've got our existing programs, but we're super encouraged to see other private sector companies as well start to invest in the SME sector. So one example would be like AirAsia. So AirAsia has got their new e-commerce marketplace. And so they're also doing a lot of work to help train SMEs to come on board to their marketplaces.
Hmm. And looking ahead, what has MDEC learned from this pandemic? What are you going to do differently as more are open to digital initiatives at the moment?
So for us at MDEC, and we think about digital, I don't think it's just us. I think companies realize how important it is to deliver impact at scale. So we're really thinking through the lens of, all right, this is really great, but how do you scale this? How do you do more of this? And so to do that, you have to make sure you balance being nimble and also having process. And so we're really thinking through the lens now of how do you set up, how do you partner more with private sector? How do you scale? These are things that we were doing already, but it is really how do we scale? And so it's I think as a country also, we need to think through the whole scaling equation. We've got companies that deliver good solutions, but then how do we actually scale that even more? And so to do that, it's a combination of finding the right partners to scale with, and then also coming up with the right processes, like method of working to scale. So we're really thinking through that lens at the moment.
Serena, just one final question. Digital has this connotation that it breaks borders and it's a tool to go beyond the region. Do you think there will be a shift on what digital brings to the table now? You know, like, for example, helping you grow locally and serve the local market, as most businesses would probably start thinking about the local sector first to stay afloat?
Yes, I think so too. I definitely see that. But so you look as one example, like an easy example that we can all, just as consumers, we feel is the, you know, it's social commerce, i.e. that people are starting to actually go online, market online, but then deliver their solutions directly. I'm just talking about food, for example. So now I'm sure you're starting to see a proliferation of small food vendors, right? They're all going online. So that's an example of local. And then you also start to see, you know, with agriculture, that's another one. So we're starting to see a trend of more farm to table. So how do you get like local produce to market in a better, faster, cheaper way, using digital? So the thing with digital at the end of the day that we all should remember, it is the power of digital is connection. So it connects, reduces the distance between buyer and seller. And so when you think through that lens, then if your market is local, then you have faster access to your market. If your product is actually an international product, you have access to that international market as well.
Serena Shukri, the CEO of MDEC.
Yeah, so MDEC has also just announced that it is hosting its first and largest e-Dagang Expo, or EDX, starting today till the 8th of May. It's a 5-day virtual event that aims to engage 500,000 micro sellers, local businesses and exporters through a series of free webinars and panelist sessions conducted by their e-commerce partners such as Shopee, Lazada, Carousel, I think eBay's in there as well, Alibaba. You can check this out on the website goecommerce.my or visit MDEC's Facebook page.
So you can e away. Coming up, we'll be speaking to Ashran Ghazi, the CEO of Datel. So stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.